8, Romans chapter 1, 28 says, "Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, He gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them." Here, we are going through the book of Romans, and here, it says here, verse 28, as Apostle Paul is talking, "Furthermore," that means he's continuing in the context where he already began. "Since they did not think," who are they here? They. We got to remember the context and the context and the context. They. Verse 18, Romans 1:18, we are talking on the same context here. 1:18 says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness." So, talking to the people who are suppressing the truth of God. Alright? Talking to the people who are suppressing the truth of God, who are destroying the truth of God, who doesn't want to trust in the truth. And it says here, it's not worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. Meaning, it doesn't profit anymore. Doesn't make sense to retain the knowledge of God. Because we want heaven now. We are living in an instant society. We are living in a push-button society. Computerized, microwave society. We want everything now. We want the happiness now. We don't want to carry the cross and deny, ourselves. We are not looking for something later. We want our blessings now. Isn't that what you find in the TV? It says even the Christian preachers are talking today, "You'll be blessed now. You'll be prosperous now. You'll be wealthy now." But in the Bible, it says that Moses was called by God to serve with the children of Israel, and Moses was brought up in the palace. But what was Moses' motive? He said he desired to suffer with the children of Israel instead to enjoy the wealth in the palace of Pharaoh. Because his hope was later, where he's going to inherit the great kingdom. Blessings are going to come later. A lot of times we want to wear the crown now. We don't want to carry the cross. And here, for three times God says he gave up. He gave up. Says here, they didn't want to retain the knowledge of God. And he gave up. Gave them over to a depraved mind. The word depraved mind is something the worst thing that can happen to a man is to have a depraved mind. The word depraved comes from the Latin word depravo. It means crooked. It means perverse. It means corrupt mind. Today we are living in a society what Apostle Paul is talking here. Because here, many times it says here in the Bible that these people already knew God. Okay, verse 18 says, they suppressed the truth. For you to suppress the truth, you should know the truth. And also verse 21 says, Romans 1:21, or for although they knew God, they neither glorified Him. Alright? And also verse 28 says, furthermore, since they did not think worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, they knew the knowledge of God, but they thought it's not worthwhile. So somebody who knows the knowledge of God, knowing what God requires to do, but yet forcefully, willfully, deliberately saying no to God, God's wrath is going to fall upon that person. And here now we will see the result. From verse 29 to 32, you will see the result of the corrupt mind. First, your mind is corrupted. When your mind is corrupted, the result is what? You will see in action. All comes from the mind. If you are thinking something, you will get what you want, right? Just imagine. Give you a good example. David, King David, looked through the window. And he saw beautiful Bathsheba. He was already thinking in her in his mind. The next thing was action. He brought her to the bed. In the same way, if you are thinking corrupt things, then the next thing what you will see is you're already doing it. That's how deceitful sin is. The corrupt mind. Today we see, we are living in a generation, we are seeing these things in front of our eyes. Let's see verse 29. Now you see the action here. You see the behavior of man. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are not filled with the Holy Spirit, but filled with an evil spirit. Every kind of wrongdoing imaginable. Opposite of evil is what? Holy. To be holy. In Christ, we are holy in Christ. Away from Christ, you are evil. In Christ, we are holy. In the Bible, when we read the Bible, we get cleaned up. The Word of God cleanses us. It purifies us. It renews us. It refreshes us. And if you are not in the Word of God, it's the world and the junk that is trying to get into you. And that is evil. And not only evil, they are greed. See that? Greed. Evil greed. What is greed? Greed means you have an appetite for anything, for everything. That is covetousness. That means you want more, more, more. Not content in what you have. Isn't that the world today? Never content. I want this now. I'm fed up with this. You know, I want something else. Never content. Then, and depravity, the corrupt mind, the corruption of mankind. You find corruption everywhere. From the very high level to the lowest, you find corruption. Then it says you're full of envy. Full of envy. What is the opposite of envy? You find opposite of envy you will find in Philippians chapter 2 verse 3. Let's see. Philippians 2:3. Philippians 2:3 says, chapter 2 verse 3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. See that? But envy is that when somebody is getting a promotion, when somebody has something that you don't have, you envy that person. When somebody is much better looking than you are, you envy that person. When somebody is being prosperous, being blessed more than you are, and you envy that person. That is envy. And if you can remember, this week, we heard the story of the twin sisters, how one wanted to murder the other one because of envy. Because she envied her own sister. And that is what we are seeing in the world today. The next one is murder. Murder. Murder is anger. When anger explodes, you take the law into your own hands. And you find murder happens in every corner today. And murder is not a new thing. It's getting worse and worse. And the worst thing is, the way they murder people, it's so gross today. God said, thou shalt not murder. But man is taking the law into his own hands. Even the police cannot, they cannot keep up with it. Then strife. Strife is quarrel, fight. Opposite of strife is what? Encouraging one another. Instead of encouraging one another, where there is fight, strife. Because the world is filled with the spirit of the Antichrist, against Christ. Deceit. Deceit is cheating, tricking people. You find that in the world today, how many people are being cheated by scams, what you find on television or in the newspaper, and older people are being cheated because there is no honesty today. Where do you find honesty? Where do you find trust? Opposite of cheating is what? Honesty and trust. You don't find that today. Malice. Malice is what? Doing wrong to injure somebody else, and by injuring somebody else, you get a kick out of that. That is malice. I can remember we were living about 10 years ago in an apartment in Downey. And on December 31st or January 1st, went early morning to the car to take the children to school. Oh, I don't know what day it was. I cannot remember. Anyway, we went early morning to take the children to school to see all the cars that was parked around the apartment. They were all flat. Somebody has come in the night time and, they put a sharp instrument in all the cars. And everybody, all the cars were flat. And somebody wanted to get a kick out of it. And today sometimes some people want to get a kick out of it, and they will do anything to harm anybody because they can enjoy. The fires, what is happening today, during summer, the arsonists. Why? they want to do something with a cigarette butt, little arson, and they want to see a huge fire, and somebody gets a cake and see some people's house are getting burned. Some people getting killed and die. And this is what's happening today. That's called malice. Gossips. You don't have to talk about that. If you don't have Christ, your mouth will be used to gossip one another. We should be gossiping the gospel instead of gossips. Slanderers. What is a slanderer? Slanderer is the one who makes a false report to injure another person's reputation. How many times we hear slandering words to injure somebody? God haters hate the word of God, hate to hear Christ, hate the gospel. They want to destroy the work of God. Insolent. What do you mean, insolent? It means to show off. Show off pride and arrogance with dirty languages and make fun out of the others. Isn't that what you find in television today? You know, pride, arrogance with dirty remarks, dirty language, and then make fun out of the others. Now, all what I read today, you find in our society. The reason for this is they suppress the truth of God. That means when you take the Bible out of schools, in our public schools, in our schools, we have a new generation coming that doesn't know the Lord Jesus, doesn't know the Word of God. The result is your behavior. You will see. Parents, they don't have time to be with their children. They don't have time to teach the Word of God. The churches, they are not teaching the true gospel. They are watering down the gospel. So we see a generation coming up that has no ethical family values. And they don't know the truth of God. They have no absolutes. We have existentialism. That means to say, be happy, be joy today, you know, be merry today, eat, drink and be merry. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so live it up. And we are living in a society that is today, we have relativism, meaning, oh, it's okay for those days, it was okay for the Bible, but now we are living in a very modern society, so the Bible is not relevant to us today. That's the society we are living in. Now, let us see the American dream that was founded by our forefathers. If you see America, the people know God. They knew God, but they don't want to accept the values from the Bible. If you want to see Sodom and Gomorrah, you are living. It all began by suppressing the truth. By knowing the truth, but you don't want to accept the real truth. This country, United States, is not a pagan country. It is called a post-Christian nation, meaning this country was founded by Christian ethics, founded under God. Do you know that the Harvard University was founded by the early pilgrims? Yeah. In 1777, Patrick Allison. He was the chaplain of the Congress. All right. And at this time, in the early times, what I'm trying to show is that even the lawmakers, the Congress, the presidents at that time, they had a hunger for God. Okay, there were good moral ethics, good family values. In 1777, Patrick Allison was the chaplain of the Congress, and he requested Bibles as the nation was crying out for Bibles, and we didn't have enough Bibles in this country. So he requested from the Congress, and the Congress passed out a law that the Bibles would be imported. And 20,000 Bibles were imported from Scotland and Holland during that time. Then 1781, he petitioned again to the Congress, and there was still a cry for the Word of God. And the Congress gave the green light. Then, not to import the Bibles, because the demand was so much, but to print the Bibles here. But today, in the high places, what happened? What is happening today? There are no moral and ethical values starting from the highest places. They have no respect to the Word of God. God has been taken out from the White House onwards, from the public schools, and from all the places God has taken out. Man has put himself on the throne. And man wants to become like God. And that is the oldest religion in the face of the earth, which is called humanism. Where Satan told Adam and Eve, you can become like God. After 18 years, when the pilgrims landed on this country, they founded the first and the most famous school in 1638, which was called at that time Ivy League School, and today it is called Harvard. Harvard College first president insisted that there could be no true knowledge or wisdom without Jesus Christ. And if not for their convictions, there will not be Harvard College today. In 1646, the Harvard rules and precepts were adopted and included the following essentials, and I'm going to read it. Everyone shall consider the main end of his life and studies to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life. Seeing the Lord giveth wisdom to everyone, everyone shall seriously by prayer and in secret seek wisdom out of him. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that they be ready to give an account of their proficiency therein, both in theoretical observations of language and logic and in practical and spiritual truths. Do you believe that? It's happening today. What we see in the Harvard, in big universities, is atheism has taken over. Professors, teachers, they don't even believe in God. Then in 1701, Christians in Connecticut, they built another university because it was too far for them to go to Harvard University. And they built another Christian university. The Christians built this university, and it was called what? Yale. It was the Bible that built America into a prosperous nation. This became a prosperous nation because the early fathers, the pilgrims, the Puritans, They wanted to get away from England, from the Church of England, because they wanted to be separatists, because they were persecuted, and they wanted to have something what the Word of God says. And they came here, and they built schools, and the Ten Commandments were put in. Okay? And today, what we see here, the dream of the forefathers have become a nightmare. Because although they knew the decrees of God, they throw their fists at God and say, stay away from us. We want to do our own way. Keep away from us. Today the American dream has turned into a nightmare as the atheists, humanists have taken over this country. And good is called bad, and evil is called good. In Malachi chapter 2, it says here, Malachi chapter 2, Malachi chapter 2, verse 17 says, you have wearied the Lord. That means God is worn out with you. With your words, saying, how have we wearied him, you ask? By saying, all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord, and he is pleased with them. Where is the God of justice? He said, hey, all, it's okay to do evil. Anyway, God loves us. He loves the sinners. There are no absolutes in this country. No absolute means we don't have a proper good ethics and moral values which is found in the Bible, as they have taken out the absolutes. Mao Zedong, the Chinese communist leader, killed 30 million people. Stalin from Russia, he killed 30 to 60 million people. And Hitler killed 15 million people, that's including 6 million Jews. Why? Because none of those people believed in God. None of them believed in God. They didn't have any absolutes. They didn't believe in God. They were against God. And today, America is killing millions and upon millions of babies. Abortion. Abortion have become a million-dollar business. Families are fractured. Divorce rate is over 50%. Sin is being camouflaged with new terminologies. God calls it drunkenness. In our society, we call it alcoholism, a social disease. God calls it homosexual. We call it gay rights or an alternate lifestyle. And today, we see homosexual marriages in some parts of the country being legalized. God calls it perversion. We call it pornography or adult entertainment. God calls it immorality, and we call it new morality. And God calls it cheating, and we call it what? Abnormal social development. And that's what is, you can see how sin is being camouflaged. The God of America today is the television set. People work hard, and they have so many bills to pay, And when they come home, they have no room for the children, no time for the children, no time for wife, but they have time for the TV set. That's why you get TV food, TV this and everything. Everything for you to be comfortable in front of your God. And you have your God in different sizes. Little gods, small gods and big gods. In color, full living color. And this God can be broken into three sections. Let me tell you. One is violence, where they love to see. They love to see on television, violence. Somebody killing somebody else, and it gets a kick out of them. But I don't do those things, but you love to see. It's in your heart. What you cannot do, you like to see. There's a second part is sex. So you click. You got that remote control. Satan is giving everything for your comfort. Click, click, click. Violence, and after that you go for sex, enjoying lustful sexual acts. Then comes the other part, another click. Ha ha ha, I really love that one. That is the sitcoms. And laughing, ha ha. Lies, bluffing. It's a joke, it's not serious on sitcoms. Everything is so great. This is the new ethics and the new rules. We are living in a modern society. And you get new terms coming up. But the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The TV continues to spew out its filth and immorality and violence, illicit sex into your mind. What your mind brings out all the junk into your mind, then comes what? Behavior. You want to be like that. Isn't that what you see on all these people? You know, they are doing all these inventing ways to do harm to other people. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, we saw on television that there were some people when about 500 cars a day or whatever, I don't know, had their windshields have been shattered. Because there were some kids, they thought, alright, why won't you do some fun, excitement? And they took some BB guns and shooting, you know, and they want to hurt people. And they get a kick out of it. And where do you learn all these new inventing crimes? That's the education television said. It teaches you how to do it. Now, let me tell you, TV is a powerful drug. It's more addicting than cocaine. If you try not to see TV, just try going a week without seeing TV, and you will go through withdrawal pains. Because it's a drug. It's an addiction. It's a God. It's the God of America. Not the Bible anymore. And here in the book of Romans, if you see these things, we see it happening in front of our eyes. Now let's see verse 32. Verse 32 says, although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. The word approve means they applaud. Alright. That means they not only do these things, but they encourage for the others to do it. And that is what is happening in our country today. As humanism has taken the throne of God, as they have exchanged the glory of God to the glory of God for images, for an image, for idolatry. And you will see that God is not going to wait forever and ever. We are living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We are living in the days of Noah. When people don't want to hear the word of God. As Noah, Jesus said, Son of Man shall come in the days just like as in the days of Noah. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and doing their business as usual. But suddenly the flood came and perished them all. Jesus is coming, and He is coming, and we are living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We are living in the days of Lot, and we are living in the days of Noah. And you might say, oh, I heard that long time ago. People were talking years and years. But He still not come, so why? You know, Peter talked about those people who said, I heard that long time ago, but He's not coming. Peter said, there will be mockers who will come. Okay, Peter said that, first of all, you must understand in the last days, for 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, first of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming He promised? You know? Where is this promise that He promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and with water. By water also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. But Peter is saying here, verse 8, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, is a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. There is still, why the Lord is delaying? Because God is delaying to come, because still there are people needs to be touched so that they would be saved. There are still time for us to do the work of God. That's why we need to be occupied. We need to be busy in the work of the Lord. But when He comes, verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. He will come like a thief. A thief will not tell you, I'm coming to rob your house at 2 o'clock in the morning, okay? Jesus gave an example, an allegory, that He is going to come like a thief. That means thief will come when you don't expect Him to come. Jesus is going to come when nobody is expecting. Suddenly, He will come. But as Christians, we know what is happening. We are not aware what is going on. We are aware through the Word of God. As Christians, we should not act like the world. We should not copy the world. We should not follow the world. You have to be separate. Come out of them, says the Lord. Don't be like them. We are not them. But if you are going to be like them, if you are going to follow them, And if you still know the word of God, the judgment is going to be more hard on you because you knew better. Because in the book of Luke, Jesus said, for the person who had more, the more will be the accountability. So, for the Christian, we need to be separate as we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. And we are the examples. We are the ambassadors. And we are His arms and His feet and His mouthpiece. And we need to be ready. And we need to reach out for those people in love, in bringing them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Read the newspapers. See the TV in the radio. I mean, TV. And listen to the radio. This country has been blessed and blessed. But our blessings, God is going to take away our blessings one day. You know why? We are living in a country that is really with full of blessings. Listen to this. Ricardo is 5 years old. His short time on earth has been one struggle. Against what? An enemy. The enemy is hunger. His matchstick arms and legs sprawl on the dirty floor of his simple Brazilian home near witnessing to the lifelong battle. The fight is over. Death won. Ricardo is only one of between 400 million and 1 billion people in the world who are chronically malnourished, running on empty stomachs. 21 children like him die every minute. For one half to two-thirds of people alive, hunger is not merely an occasional pang felt before lunchtime, but it is a lifetime. Now, also it says here, in reality, our world today is two worlds, one rich and one poor. One overfed and overweight, one hungry and malnourished. This country, we got too much food, isn't it? People are digging their graves with a fork. But on the other side of the world, people are starving. They have no food. And here, God is going, you know what? God is going to judge this country more than any other country in the world. That's why we need to use our money that comes from the Lord, the blessings that come from the Lord, wisely. Be good stewards of the gospel. We want to invest our money not on this earth. We want to invest the money in heaven, where it will last forever.